Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for listening tonight on air. I'm Jennifer Hellman, intuitive life coach, psychic writer, and host of AIR. For more information about my services, you can go to www.angelsintuition.com. Tonight, I will be taking your questions and your comments about the shifting energies that's going on, and where exactly are you in this amidst of a lot of shifting, changing stuff going on there? I have noticed the changes going on with me and the people around me. I've noticed especially a lot of people in their drama coming up. It's the old patterns that just don't want to let go. It's the people that just aren't sure where they're supposed to be going, so it's like, sit still till you know for sure. It actually right now where we are is in kind of the in-between stage, the old and the new. And it isn't a bad place to be overall. It is just different. It is a place where we're just kind of collecting ourselves, regrouping. I know a lot of people who are cleaning out their house, me included, doing detoxing, me included, and just kind of cleaning up things to get ready for the new paradigm that's about to start. A lot of people, it has started, and it's a beautiful thing. We're instant manifestation. And right now, with the way things are, there is a lot of fear out there. I actually was talking to the guy that cuts my hair, and he goes, you know, it's amazing how many people are really scared out there. And he goes, you know, it's on the news, it's on this, and I said, well, stop listening, because the fear is just an illusion. It is an illusion that everybody, for some reason, at one time or another, buys into. And once you realize it's an illusion and you create your own reality, in that very present moment, you'll know that there's nothing really to fear. Sure, you have to be grounded, and you have to have a reality check of exactly where you are. You have to do the mundane things in your life, like pay the bills and go to the job, or look for a job, look for what makes you passionate, and go forward with that. But everything is unfolding. There's a lot of different thoughts on, do you create your life, or is life already waiting for you, and you just got to be ready to surrender and open up to it? I think it's kind of a little bit of both. It's like the year 2012. A lot of people think it's the end of everything. Well, I don't really think it is. I do think there's going to be a lot of new things happening. But if anything's ending, it's stuff we don't need anymore. It's stuff that isn't working. Because we have to keep reminding ourselves that we need to live within the heart, within that home base, that light that lives within us, that God spark. Because if we do that, everything's okay. We will be grounded. We will have everything we need and be fully supported by the universe. But we need to be consistent in that thought and in that space. Now, it really isn't the easiest thing to do, be consistent, because there's so many distractions in this world. Technology has taken us forward in so many ways. And yet, we're missing a few things, folks. A lot of people are having friendships with people across the world, and that's awesome. I myself have people all over the country that I've been talking to for years. But in many ways, it's a friendship, but it's an impersonal one. It's not one that you can really spend time and have a cup of tea or coffee or Coke or whatever you like to drink and sit there and have a good laugh. It's chatting with them over the internet, or over Skype, or any other way you can think of. It's texting. But the one-to-one, face-to-face interaction of people is slowly slipping away. Now, I've been very, very blessed with actually meeting some of the people that I've been talking about and talking to for years over the Internet. I actually took a trip to Scotland with one woman, and we're still very good friends. But we took a chance to meet someone face-to-face. And that's something that we need to understand in the year 2009. It's participation in humanity. Now, yeah, the Internet is great, but meeting somebody and shaking their hand or giving them a hug, looking them in the eye, is so much different and better. There's an energy exchange, a heart connection that you really can't do over the Internet. So, in 2012, do I think people are going to be more isolated or more together? I think humanity is coming together and participating in a place that they need to be. Humanity needs to work together. The Internet is an aid. It isn't everything. So, with that, I just want to understand what you think 2012 is going to be like. Do you think humanity is coming together or getting further apart? The new president is really hoping to get things together. We'll have to wait and see how things go. It's a slow start for him right now. But there's a lot of things to work on. But he can't do it alone, folks. We all have to help. That's one thing that I've noticed with the groups that I'm part of. I'm actually the communication vice president of the Tucson Coaching Alliance. And in that, I'm connecting people, other coaches in Arizona together with our group. And we have a mission this year of actually getting together with the community, participating, and having abundance of interaction. We're taking the year 11, 2009, to what it's truly about, connection. Now, I'm not going to put down the Internet because I absolutely love this radio show, and I absolutely love each one of you listening. You mean the world to me. It is an honor for you to be, it's an honor to have you listening to me. You know, I wasn't sure anybody would listen to me and what I had to say. That's one thing Spirit has been saying a lot to me. You have a lot of wisdom, it's time to share it. Words are important. Words are powerful. So is intention, impeccability. There's so many things that we each can do that right now, in this in-between time, we're not sure we're supposed to do or how to do it or when to do it or the way to do it. And that's okay. The one thing I'm learning the most is not to beat myself up. Everything is exactly as it's supposed to be. The more I listen to my heart and get into that heart space, the clearer the message is. For me, I'm supposed to be writing, and I am. They wake me up in the middle of the morning, and I'm talking between 12 and 3 a.m. most days to write, to channel, to get the message out. So Spirit is there, and you just need to be able to listen through your heart. Now, there's a different ways of connecting. Meditation is really the easiest. Another way is between 12 and 6 is when Spirit is the most active. That's your dream state. That's when you're in night school. That's when you're very active in another plane of reality. So before going to sleep, what I do is, if you have any messages for me, make sure I remember. Show me in a dream, a vision, or tell me it, but make sure I remember in my waking state. Generally, I will remember. I will remember the message, what I saw, what I felt, and it gives me an idea of where I should be, the people I will meet, and the direction to head. Now, a lot of people, because of their awakening and the place they're in, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, and they're not sure who is really talking to them. Most likely it is your higher self. It's someone you can trust. But before you go to sleep, just say you want it in the highest divine order, 100% pure love and light. And pure love and light, that is the way to go. Because if it's 100%, you know you're getting exactly what you truly need. Now, if you have anything you want to say, or you have any questions, the phone lines are open, and you are welcome to call anytime. I am really just taking it easy tonight, and just want to go over what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing right now. And the other thing is just being available for you. I'm here to help you get through these trying times, one way or another. It was very interesting. The other day, I had a person I hadn't talked to 2-3 years. I could barely remember. I did a reading for her, but she remembered me. Now, she called me because she has a lot of things going on in her life, and she just needed basically someone to talk and confirm some things for her. And we had a good conversation. But she told me everything I told her in that reading, which was about 15 minutes, and a lot came out in that 15 minutes, this 15 or 30, had come true. Everything had come exactly as I had said. And it surprised her. But at the same time, she was glad to get the information she had ahead up of what was going on. And it actually helped her open her intuition to trust what she was feeling and what she was getting. So it was really good to see her again and know that I made an impact. I'm just not talking here. I'm trying to help you, assist you in this wonderful adventure that we are creating together. Earlier tonight, I had a meditation, and in this meditation, it's very interesting because I almost like definitely had an out-of-body experience, but I don't remember that experience. But I remember coming back. And something had shifted so deeply. I felt like I was really part of the air. I was part of the house. I was a part of the chair I was sitting in. And I felt such a deep bliss. Like I had really connected with my home base at such a profound level. It was an interesting experience, and in many ways I'm still in that space. But it's not quite as quite the same. I'm a little more grounded because I know I have to do the show. But spirit's definitely around us. Hello, caller.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Chris.
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Recapping the statement when you said that the energy is in between the old and the new.
Mm-hmm.
People that are not sensitive to spirit, how are they going to handle this? Or how can we help them handle it?
A lot of times, they will flow through it without even realizing what's going on.
And
that's
okay. If they create a crisis?
In some places it will, and all you can do is give them love and light. Just help them understand and help them most definitely stay grounded and try to make sure they don't get too scattered. Because people in crisis and chaos, they tend to scatter themselves with the panic or confusion of what's going on. And the more they just sit still for a second and connect to the heart, they will definitely be able to handle what's going on in a much better way. It'll be much easier if they're grounded and not freaking out.
Are you doing mini psychic readings tonight?
Whoever wants to call, I am available for psychic readings.
If I give you the name Cindy, Do you get anything from that,
Cindy? Definitely tired, very stressed. Very stressed. That's the main thing I'm getting is stress.
Okay.
Are you worried about her business, or is she worried about her business?
You know, I don't know. She's not opening up to me.
Because I'm getting the business part of her situation is not exactly what she was hoping.
Okay.
Yeah, she needs to hold on, because next month is really going to be awesome for her.
Great.
And the best thing you can do is just help her ground. One thing you're really good at, Chris, is getting people to laugh. She needs to laugh.
Okay.
That will ground her.
Okay.
She needs to find
just
that sense of humor again because she's lost it. She's very wrapped up in too much reality. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Also, I remember it was about 3 weeks ago, and I was talking to you on the phone, and I had a call that I had to call into, and I just left you on the call, and you ended up doing a reading for a third party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was validated. I just wanted to let you know that they were so surprised, and it was all validated.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
she's doing better?
I don't know. I think they were just going through the process of realizing that, you know, you're on the other side of the continent and
right.
And everything that you shared, it came back to them and it was validating the message to them. They never ever did give the message to the parent. They didn't know how to approach it, and
mm-hmm.
I just basically said, you know, all you need to do is just say, Jennifer, a woman in Tucson, she had a word of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and it would be openly received as word of knowledge, and it's like a light bulb went off.
Excellent.
And because it's the same, just different linguistics.
Yeah, and it's less threatening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am really trying to let it go and trust God that all of this is happening as a growth, shedding the old and going into the new
right.
for Cindy and walking in faith. But at the same time, I'm very...
You're freaking.
Very afraid.
There's no reason to be afraid.
Yeah.
You got to remember that she's chosen some really intense lessons in this lifetime, and that's all she's doing is learning.
Yeah.
And so
and
instead of being afraid, just have a little anticipation of the lesson she's learning, and know that she's going to do fine. And she's
and
learning.
Just get her to laugh.
Yeah, she does need to laugh.
Okay. I can do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Chris.
All right. Love you.
Of you. That's one thing that I have noticed for myself, even if I'm feeling really stressed out, something will happen to make me laugh. Somebody will be able to make me laugh, or my dog always makes me laugh. She's very entertaining. And that's one reason why animals are so important, is to know that they are a role model of unconditional love, that they're always there for you. All they ask is for respect. They really do not ask for that much in return. Yes, food, water is always good. Play with them, interact with them, even better. I can't tell you how many animals have come onto this plane learning hard lessons themselves. Abuse, neglect, abandonment. They get the same lessons as humans do, because remember, we are animal as well. And last Saturday, I did animal readings, and I did 40 animal readings this last weekend, and all the money went to charity, and it was safe, and it's a great program. And I got to do readings on rats and dogs and cats and pigs and horses, and it was It was wonderful to interact. And this year I did it differently. This is like the sixth or seventh year I've been doing this. But this time I asked a friend to come and do Reiki on the animals as well. And it was very interesting, the animals' response to the Reiki energy. At first they were kind of like, okay, I feel it, not too sure about this, which is similar to humans. But once they got into it, they were soaking it in. I mean, literally telling my friend Bonnie where to put the energy. So right now, I'm suggesting that you do that yourself. Put your hand on your heart and give yourself some Reiki. Just give yourself some love. And understand that you can give yourself the most needed thing that you need. Self-love. Because you can't do anything until you love yourself. And if you love yourself, you're going to forgive yourself. And you're not going to beat yourself up. And you're not going to say anything bad about yourself. If you make a mistake, it's like, well, next. You're not going to let it get to you in such a way that you're going to get depressed. Or feel like you're a horrible person, because nobody's horrible. Nobody. Everybody has that light within them. Everybody comes into your life or in this lifetime for a reason. And that's even the people that, there is a lot of people out there doing some pretty horrific things. But you have to understand, they're doing what they came to do. And I'm not justifying their actions at all. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying a lot of people have anger. A lot of people have been hurt, and they're throwing that energy out there any way they can. But underneath it all, they're insecure. They want that power. They want to know they're okay. They need that acknowledgement like most humans do. And that's all right. What they're doing isn't the best way to get that acknowledgement. But everybody deserves a hug. Everybody deserves love. Everybody is and has a gut spark. The feeling of bliss that every once in a while when you're laughing really hard and you start crying and you can't stop laughing, think of that as bliss. Think of that as that moment where you're really connecting to the divine. And with that, if you want to call in, the number is 877-876-5227. And the other number you can call is 888-815-9756. And the phone lines are open, so if you want to call in, make a comment, or ask a question, I am taking psychic questions as well as your comments. Anything you want to talk about, the floor is open. And that's what this new in-between space is understanding that that gap is kind of scary. Because part of you wants to go back to the comfort of the old. But you look back and there's so much drama and you're going, I really don't want to do that. I really just want to observe it. But it's interesting how people try and drag you in there. I noticed even with my own family that I have a sister that she is a Leo and she loves drama. And I love her to pieces, but she really likes her drama. And it's very interesting to sit back and observe her. And most of the family is just doing that, observing her. And her stories that she loves to tell are now beginning to unravel, as we all knew they would. And it will be interesting to see how it plays out. And that's what you need to understand is this is all a story. This is all an illusion. Nothing is worth pulling your hair out. It's okay. Everything really is okay. It is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And the one thing I'm getting from Spirit right now is just to send out a little calming, loving energy to everyone. So I want to just say to everybody before I forget, consider yourself loved, hugged, and appreciated. Because you are. Someone near you, someone close, does appreciate you. I know I do. I appreciate this caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi, Jennifer. This is Jenny.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Hi. I wanted to ask a question, but I first wanted to comment on your remarks about we don't laugh enough.
Right.
I just allowed my granddaughter to charge a $4,000 boob job on my grandma's credit card.
Uh-huh.
And 3 weeks later, she got laid off. So all I could do was just laugh. The irony of, you know, what now? But, I mean, you know, there's no sense of getting upset, getting angry. You know, she's going to get unemployment. She made a payment. I'm sure she'll get another job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. When things go wrong, you just kind of have to laugh. You know, why me? But then it's why not me? Why would I be exempt, you know?
Right.
And I just told everybody at work, and I just couldn't stop laughing. It was just, to me, funny but sad, but more funny. We'll work through it. You know, we'll get past it. She'll get
mm-hmm.
it paid off. And that's it. You know, why look down on her, get angry with her, and figure, oh, my bad luck. I mean, time is on our side, and she'll get another job, and we'll get through this. So even
mm-hmm.
she and I had a good laugh about it.
Well, that's good that you're laughing about it. And, yeah, she will get another job, and it's going to be pretty quick.
Oh,
yeah, she is going to be getting in a slightly different field, which will be good for her.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm very positive, and I told her she's smart, and she will get a job, and she'll get to keep her new boobs.
Yes, and she...
But I have a question. I'm in sales.
Gave her a lot more confidence, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm in sales, and I've been in real estate for like 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have survived all the ups and downs. I just wondered, how does this year look? So, I mean, let's just say this month. I have a closing coming up that's in cardiac arrest. IRS is after the sale, and it's in foreclosure. Top it off, it's my nephew's house. Will we be able to close this critical escrow, let's say, by the 12th of March?
I'm getting yes.
Oh, terrific.
And your business is really going to pick up more this summer? March is going to be still a little slow. April and May, it will start beginning to turn around. A lot more interest, things perking up. But June, July, I see being really good, very good months for you.
Oh, terrific. Terrific. Like I said, I've been doing this for many years, and I see what goes up goes down. What goes down goes up. So
right.
Have faith and keep on working.
Yes.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening and calling in.
And you're very welcome. And always, always encourage people to laugh for it.
Yes.
It helps a lot.
It really does.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Laughing really is a healing agent, and it really is. It is amazing what laughter can do for you. And even when you're most stressed, that's when you need to laugh the most, just to relax the shoulders, relax the arms and the legs and your breathing. If you're really stressed, you really change your breathing. It becomes more shallow and quick. So try it. And with laughing, you breathe deeper. So put on that funny film, put on that program that always makes you laugh, listen to that comedic, watch your dog, your cat. They are really quite entertaining. And they know what you need. If a cat comes and lays on your lap, they know you need something. And they're there to do it. So laughter is great. And just that movement. Go dance. Even if it's just in your house. Put on some music that you'd like to move to. And move. Even if you're just vacuuming or something, move your hips a little more. Try and get some movement going throughout your body, and you really will ground yourself, and you will be doing a little exercise, and it gets things moving and up and running. And that's what this in-between time is really needing. It's just that movement to make sure you understand that you're going to be coming full force pretty soon, and you're just going to go, wow, this is really very, very different. But if you're still dealing with a lot of the old paradigm, the old patterns, and they are coming up, I can't tell you how many people from the past have suddenly popped up and it's like, okay, let's clean this up, figure out what I'm supposed to learn and just let them go, or start anew. And it's very interesting how many people are holding on to the old ways of doing things, yet wanting the new. And you gotta let go of the old to make room. It's like closing one door always opens another one. And right now we're just realigning to completely be in that place for a very new adventure and a new creating of a new chapter for a very different life than you've had. And a lot of it is, from what I'm reading from several people that are good sources, including Karen Bishop, is things really opening up in June. So it is a really powerful summer to really get things up and running. And it's just very interesting how much of the old paradigm, the old patterns, I'm seeing them, I'm recognizing them, and I'm helping other people recognize their old patterns and being honest with themselves. That's something else I'm really noticing, is how many people are in denial and hiding. And neither one is going to help them. If there's a problem or situation, you need to speak it, to acknowledge it, so then it can be taken care of one way or another. If you need to speak to a friend because they owe you money or something, and that's something that I'm seeing a lot of people saying, you know, they owe me money and they're not paying me. Well, you have a choice. Either you can really get that bitterness and resentment going without talking to them, just remain angry in your own space. Go talk to them, see if there's anything they can do. You know, even $10, give the intention of giving you $10 a month. Like Jenny's granddaughter, she did make a payment. She lost her job, yet she still gave the intention of paying her grandmother back, and she is. So either you have to understand you got to take some action. Go talk to the people that owe you money, or let it go. Say you gave it from the heart and let it go. Great lesson, and move on. Either way, you need to be consistent on what you want. A lot of times, I always give from the heart, and I really don't expect money to come back directly from that person. I usually get it in other ways, and usually 3 to 10 times more money comes in than I've given out, and that's the beauty of helping others. If you give it from your heart and truly just give it from your heart, you will get the money back. One way or another, you will get something back that is equal value. If it isn't the same amount of money, it will be something that you need even more than that cash. Like one time I did a trade with someone, and instead of getting cash, I actually got a quart of wood. So for a couple of years, I was able to enjoy a fire in my fireplace, and it was a hard wood. So during this economic times, think of other things that you might need to get by, because there's a lot of different ways of doing trades and barter and ways that will help you out in other ways. Yes, we all need to pay the bills. I understand that. And they're not going to take a quart of wood for your credit card bill. But you can always get that quart of wood and sell it. And then you will have the money for the bills. Cleaning out your house and getting rid of the clutter is like one of the best ways to help you in this in-between time, because it's really releasing and letting go of the old, things that you just don't need anymore. It is amazing how many things you probably have stuffed in the closet, clothes you don't wear, and you're thinking, okay, they're going to come back in fashion. But do you really want to wear it again, is my question. Because a lot of the fashion, and yes, the 70s are back, is unbelievable to me how the 70s are so back. it is a style that is very interesting. It's an era that's very interesting. When you think it was the end of the Vietnam War, we had Nixon resigning, another president that kind of left with his tail between his legs, and all the shifts and changes that came after that, and all the different kinds of music and fashion, the social outcries for something better. It was a very good time for humanity in many ways to come together. The late 60s and early 70s really brought humanity together and said, we want peace, we don't want war, we want honesty and impeccability. We want people in the office that really deserve to be in office. And there's a lot of shifting and changing going on right now in that same direction. 2009 is the time to regroup and understand we're all here for service, and that's where the focus has to be. In the coaching group I'm part of, that's what we're setting the intention is, how can we be of service to the community in Arizona that we're a part of? And we're joining with other coaches to do the same within the entire state. And it is amazing, the energy and the manifestation of beautiful energy that's being created. There's a bond between the people who are really participating in this and the people who are just even standing by. They're giving the intention and their energy is there. And that's the biggest important thing, is taking a stand. Loving yourself and humanity. It's very interesting when I think about trust and having faith. These days are not the easiest time to have that trust and faith. Things that you thought for sure thing, the rug gets pulled out and you're going, wait a minute, how did that happen? Why did that happen? A lot of people in the last several, probably the last decade, they got very comfortable and took things for granted. And the rug got pulled under a lot of people. And this is just a reality check to check in with yourself and see what's really important, where you want to go, how you want to do it. But spirit will help you. You don't have to do anything alone. A lot of people are getting, if they've been single for a long time, they're getting the divine compliment. They just have to be in this in-between time for a little bit longer, and then things are shifting, and they will meet that right person who just fits. And it's going to be a very good experience. A lot of people are meeting and just feel so comfortable that they've had many lifetimes together, and it just flows. Other people are just feeling comfortable, but know they need to start from the beginning and build that friendship, that understanding, and learn about each other. And that's okay. Well, it's very interesting the way things are flowing very naturally. But that's when you just surrender and just let it be. It's very hard at times to understand what is next. And you may have relatives that are departing or friends that are deciding it's time to go to the other side. And you're going, why am I stuck here? You still have things you need to do that you want to experience. And that's the thing that most people have to understand here. We're here to serve and experience that service. So how are you being of service to humanity? How are you helping the greater good? Are you really helping them be being fearful or really letting your uncertainties take over? Everybody gets to that place. I recently was in that place, and then something just clicked. I laughed, and I went right back to home base. I went to my foundation, and things just clicked. The panic was gone. The worry was gone. The fear was gone. I knew I was okay. Things were working out exactly as they were supposed to. And it's really quick and easy way of doing that. And you're going, how? Well, you sit still and you focus on your heart. And you take some very deep breaths in and you hold it for a count of at least 5 seconds to 8 seconds. And then you release it. And you do that at least 3 or 4 times, always focusing on your heart. And within your heart, there is a light. And you want this light just to fill your entire body. And then eventually you want to expand it throughout your body, throughout the room, the city, and that heart space is just flowing. And this is a lot of times when people will just be very joyous when they get to that heart space and it's expanded. Every time I do that, I get a smile on my face. It's bliss. I literally see like this energy ball just expanding throughout the universe in all directions of time and space. And it's a wonderful feeling. Cut it to spread your wings. And we are becoming earth angels and doing what we need down here. So, we have some time if you want to call in. There is some time left here. And the numbers again are 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. And if you want more information about who I am and what I do and the services I provide, angelsintuition.com is my website. You can also go to bbsradio.com/abstractillusion. And there's a lot of information about me on there as well. And there's a lot of things going on and ways to help yourself get through this time. And just put a smile on your face. It makes people curious, okay, what's the problem? Because they're not used to it these days. The smile, everybody thinks, okay, something's up. And it is amazing to me that a smile is kind of suspicious these days. A smile is the best thing you can have on your face. It's good face exercise. But in these days, you really need to make sure that you are smiling. Because you're connected to your heart space. And you know that things are unfolding. Money is flowing to you. More than you need. Check in with yourself and make sure what you're feeling is truly your energy. And not somebody else's. Because a lot of energy is out there and a lot of us are very much going to be soaking in a lot of the energy that we're not sure it's you or who it is, but it really can be a very confusing time with all the things that's going on. And on my website, I do have 7 questions to ask yourself. Sarah Berman is the one who wrote it. It is a wonderful question. And the first one she says is this truly my energy? And if you just ask yourself, you will literally get a yes or no. And if it isn't yours, just say, any energy that's not mine, release it. I tend to drink a little sea salt in my water and drink that, and I just, a pinch is enough, or I take a sea salt bath, or I will sage my house. Smudge it is a great way of clearing the energy. The other thing that's really good to ask is, what would it be like if, and imagine what it would be like to have the life that you would like, and really feel it. Imagine yourself with all the money you need, the job you like doing, all the friends that you would like to do. How successful would you be? What would you take, you know, and do at this moment? If you could do whatever you wanted to do, what would you do? And ask that question for yourself. And imagining it. And if you have a simple situation, or even a complex, you can always ask yourself this question. Sarah says, what is it going to take for blank to happen with ease? So you have a situation. What is it going to take for me to make X amount of money? And how is it going to happen? No. In the what is it going to take for this to happen with ease? And you ask that question. A lot of people are in situations and they think, okay, something's like really off here. And instead of focusing on the negative, which myself I was doing the other day, which I finally got a clue and stopped it, what's going right? Focus on the positive. Get that inspiration from what you're doing. That's right. Think of all the achievements you've had, all the things you've completed. How many dreams have you really lived? And that you probably have gone through a lot of dreams, a lot of achievements, a lot of goals have happened, and you don't even realize it. And it's really kind of very cool to think about it. And if there's a situation, like a friend's not talking to you, or your relationship is falling apart, ask yourself, how did I create this? To get the understanding of your part and your responsibility, this is an era of taking responsibility for your words, your action, your thoughts. Not always easy to do, but acknowledge, yes, I'm human, and I'm having quite the experience, and move on. The other questions that she has on here that I think are really interesting are, what would it be like be if it wasn't a pain? Now, if you have a pain somewhere, you got to think of the emotional attachment to it. Because most likely there is an emotion attached to it. And if it's painful, then it's most likely a negative. Am I feeling rejected? Am I feeling betrayed? Am I feeling abandoned? Am I feeling ignored? Am I feeling like I deserve or want more acknowledgement? Do I just need a hug? And to know somebody loves me. That's what a lot of people need to have these days. And they are wonderful. When things are going, maybe not exactly as you would like it, or even if they are, how can it get better? And manifest something even better than what you have. Just by asking the question, how can it get better than this? And when something great happens, acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. This is awesome. This is a wonderful thing. The other thing I want to point out on my website, angelsintuition.com, is your awakening. And this in-between space is really kind of your awakening. It's a space where you said, I've had enough. It's time to move forward. And you learn that you have self-respect. And you learn that you have self-love. And things will slowly start shifting. And it really is shifting. Right now, we just had a new moon in Pisces on Tuesday. And it was a very subtle one compared to the strong ones we had earlier in the month and last month. But it's all shifting in a very good way. So set your intentions. You still have another day to set your intentions with this new moon. Also coming up in March, Venus is going in retrograde. So reevaluate your values, your relationships. See if they're really working for you or against you. And it will definitely be an interesting an interesting time. It doesn't last that long. I think it's 3 or 4 weeks. But it's a good chance to really understand who and where you are at this very point in that gap that I've been talking about. Because it is a gap, and it's very interesting that it will be getting better. We will soon have instant manifestation. You want it, boom, it happens. I'm getting it now. I said, I want a reading, and boom, somebody wrote me an email. And I had a reading. It's like, okay, let's do this. And things just happen. But if you don't ask, you can't receive. And remember, you now have a desire blank. And ask your request. Put it in the now when you're wording things. That is the best thing you can do. So, just to go over really quick, right now a lot of people are in a gap between the old and the new. It can be a very fun space. You can create a lot of good things happening. Or you can have chaos. It's up to you. If you're clinging to the past, it's not going to be pretty. Just let it go. People will be coming and leaving your life right now. Animals as well. If you have a pet, it's very probable they're going to be leaving soon. If it's for their time, they're going to. Just appreciate them when they're with you. And understand that things are going to be getting better for you. And you need to create within you that self-love, self-respect, and be open to the possibility and not be afraid to close those doors of the past. Stand back and watch all the drama. Don't participate. Don't gossip. Don't take anything personal. Do your best. Keep your word. And things will really begin to open up for you in ways you never imagined. And laugh. Make sure you laugh at this. When I was cleaning out stuff out in my garage, I found a book. Don't sweat the small stuff. Great book. Good thing to remind yourself of. Nothing is that bad. It really isn't. If everything's falling away, there's a new beginning. Whatever you're going on, there's new beginnings happening. So we just have a couple more minutes. Yeah, we only have a minute. So, I want to thank each one of you for listening. Next week, I believe I will be coming back, and I'm not sure if I have a guest next week or not. I will be having, in March, a couple pre-records. One is with an astrologer, and another one is with Shireen Love. She's going to be talking about how duality is ending, or actually is ended. So, next month, really exciting shows coming up. And with that, this is Jennifer Hillman, Intuitive Life Coach of AngelsIntuition.com, saying thank you very much for listening, and hoping that with each breath of air, you gain new insights and inspirations. Many blessings, and good night.